In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Last Thursday, we celebrated the feast of the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ into heavens. And because not many of you had the chance to attend this feast, we want to explain it today to understand what is the meaning of the ascension of the Lord into heavens. And to explain what was the 10 days period which we are within now between the ascension into heavens and the Pentecost, the descendants of the Holy Spirit to give birth to the church. First of all, we have to know without any hesitation that our Lord Jesus Christ is unlimited. Our Lord Jesus Christ is equal to the Father, and there is no limit to him. And when he agreed to perform the salvation of the whole world, he was the only person out of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who was able to take flesh, to take body. Because the Father in his glory, anyone can see him and live. And the Holy Spirit cannot have a body. But the Word of God, the Logos of God, was able to take a body like what we have. That's why the second person of the Holy Trinity, to save the mankind from death and to take the result of the sin that Adam fell in and we inherited his sin, which we call the original sin, because the Lord wanted to save us and to take this result to himself, to give us life instead of death. That was the main reason of the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why he came down from heavens. That's why he said today in the Gospel of St. John 16, which we heard, I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ came down from heaven and he took our flesh. And the body that he took from the Mother of God, the Immaculate Mother of God, was exactly like our bodies in everything. Except the original sin, except the sin. And that's why he was born of the Virgin, not inheriting the original sin. The reason that he was born of a Virgin is to be without sin, over sin. And because he was over sin, he was not supposed to die. But he agreed to die for us. That's why he arose from the dead. So the body that Jesus Christ took from the Virgin Mother Mary and born from her pure womb by the Holy Spirit was the same body as we have. And he lived on earth. But at the same time, he was not limited in the body. This is a very important point. Jesus Christ, the Lord, was not limited in the body. He was everywhere with the Father in heavens and down and here and there. Only the body that he took from the Mother of God was for the performance of the salvation and redemption of the whole world. That's why when he accepted to die on the cross and was buried in the tomb, arose from the dead, his resurrection from the dead gave this body the power of the resurrection. And this is the wisdom of God, to take a weak body from the Mother of God and to give this body take the punishment or the result of sin to himself, die, he dead. Arose, he resurrected. And resurrected with the power of resurrection, which gave his body, which is our body, the power of resurrection. The authority on Satan. The power of Satan to defeat, the power of us on Satan to defeat him. All of that he did for our account, not for himself. He did not need to die because he was without sin, but he resurrected because he is the living God. Now his body that he took from the Mother of God and was crucified on, buried and resurrected from heaven, can never be anymore on earth. That's why he ascended into the heavens. And this is the meaning of the rest of the same verse, which started with, I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, listen please, again I leave the world and go to the Father. But great difference between number one and number two. He came forth from heaven as a logos, taking our flesh, weak flesh. He did everything we do except the sin. And he arose from the dead. Now his body, which he took from the Mother of God, has the power of resurrection. No harm at all. Nothing prevented him from going into heavens with this body. The body of resurrection, the glorified body, now is in the kingdom of heavens. Why? Because in the second day when he comes again to take us not as a redeemer but as a judge, he will take all of us into heavens, giving us the same body of resurrection. The body that he arose from the dead, conquering the power of death, is the same body that we'll take to live forever. That's why he ascended into heavens with this body. That's why Saint Gregory in the liturgy, he said, on your ascending into heavens bodily, by body, because he is in heaven. He is in heaven. So now, in this explanation, in this way, our body of resurrection has the, what we call, the first, al-bakura, the firstborn, the first birth in heavens. He is now with his body at the right hand of the Father. And do not imagine that the Father is like a man sitting on a chair and Jesus Christ on his side and John on the other. No, it's only to explain to us that the right of the Father means the blessing, the power, the eternity, everything. This is the meaning of the right of the Father, because we do not accept to paint the Father as a man. Some icons in some of our sister churches paint the Father as a man, it's dogmatically, theologically wrong completely, because the Father cannot be a man or incarnate. But the right hand of the Father means the blessing, the power, the glory, the eternity. All of these were for us. Why? Because the body that he took from the Mother of God now is in heavens, in the kingdom of heavens. That's why he said, when I come again, I will take you with me, as where I am, you will be also. You understand now? This is the meaning of the resurrection. The resurrection actually is not the ascension. Actually, is not the ascension of the Father, of the Son into heavens. It is the ascension of our body, which he took for us, for our account, into heavens. Now, my body is in heaven through the body of Jesus Christ. More of that, to explain that, St. Paul said that the church is the body of Christ, and Christ is the head of the church. You understand now? The church is the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ, and he is the head of the church. With the head and the body, this is the eternal life. This is the glorified body. That means that your body and my body could be or will be definitely, certainly a glorified body one day. And so as not to leave us without this great glory, this great honorship, he did not leave us alone. He said, when I come back to the Father, I will send you the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will teach you and will remind you with everything I said to you. And this is the work of the Holy Spirit now in the church. The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. Let me die and arose in the baptism. The Spirit of God is confirmed in my body to give me the power of the resurrection. The Spirit of God gives me the body and the blood of Jesus Christ after the resurrection, the glorified body. When you partake of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, you don't partake just a blessing. You partake the body of resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then the power of resurrection will come into you. At the moment you receive the power of the resurrection, the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, you have the power of the resurrection. With this power of the resurrection, you can conquer Satan. You can defeat the sin. You can refuse the amusements of this world. You can work on being eternally in heavens. This is the meaning of ascension. That's why during these days, the disciples, the 12 disciples, the 70 apostles, and the Miriams, which formed 120 persons, were praying in the upper room of the house of St. Mark, awaiting for the covenant of God, or the promise of God, which was the Holy Spirit. Now we live with the power of the Holy Spirit. Now the church is guided by the Holy Spirit. Now every one of us is guided, helped by the Holy Spirit who lives in every one of us. That's why we say we do not want to lose the power of resurrection. We need to obey the voice of the Holy Spirit in us. We need to follow the instructions of the Holy Spirit in us. And the Holy Spirit also inspired our forefathers to write the Bible. And the Bible reminds us with every word the Lord left to us or said to us. That's why we pray from all our hearts, saying, O Holy Spirit, who came down from heavens through the incarnation and the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ, stay with us, help us, strengthen us, guide us, save us, and be with us until we leave the world or until you come to take us into heavens. معنى الصعود يا أحبائي مهم جدا. الصعود يعني صعود جسد المسيح إلى السماء. صعود الجسد اللي خده المسيح من بطن العذراء للسماء. لأن المسيح موجود في كل مكان. ممكن واحد يقول الله طب المسيح جه واتولد من العذراء طب كان فين؟ لا يا حبيب، المسيح ما كانش محدود جوه الجسد اللي خده من العذراء، لا، ده المسيح أخذ الجسد ده عشان يتمم الخلاص لحسابنا إحنا. ولما قبل أنه يتجسد كان قبل، لأن الآب لا يمكن أن يراه أحد ويعيش، والروح القدس لا يمكن أن يأخذ جسد، ولكن اللوغوس يستطيع أن يأخذ جسد. فأخذ الجسد بتاعنا ضعيف من بطن العذراء، شابهنا في كل شيء ما عدا الخطية واحدة. ولما شبهنا في كل شيء ما عدا الخطية واحدة، عاش على الأرض 33 سنة قبل الصلب، قبل الموت، مع أنه ما كانش مفروض يموت لأنه ما أخطأش. قال من منكم يبكتني على خطية؟ ولأنه تولد من العذراء ما ورثش الخطية الجدية، فلما ما ورثش الخطية الجدية ما كانش لازم يموت لأن أجرة الخطية موت، وهو ما أخطأش. لكن قال أنا حموت، أنا المحامي البريء، المحامي اللي ما وقعتش في خطيتكم، هدفع ثمن خطيتكم وحموت لأجلكم، ومات لأجلنا على الصليب، ودخل القبر عشان يثبت أنه مات فعلا، مش من أنه كان مغمى عليه وخدوه وقام، ده مات وقعد 3 أيام عشان ما يتقالش أنه ما ماتش حقيقة، وبقى قام، وقام بقوة لاهوته ومشي على الأرض 40 يوم يعلم تلاميذه الأمور المختصة بملكوت السماوات. الجسد اللي قام بيه بقى اسمه جسد القيامة، جسد لا يموت، جسد لا يستطيع الشيطان أنه يقوى عليه، جسد حي للأبد، وجسد قوي ولا يمرض ولا يأكل ولا يشرب ولا يتجوز ولا محتاج للحاجات دي خالص. طب يا رب الجسد اللي انت خدته ده خدته ليه؟ عشان هو ده الجسد اللي انا هديه لكم ساعة ما اجي في المجيء التاني. جسد القيامة اللي قام بيه المسيح من الأموات، صعد بيه للسماء وأجلسه عن يمين الآب. ولا زي ما كنت بقول من شوية، كلمة يمين الآب مش معناها ان الآب قاعد كده على كرسي والمسيح على يمينه والروح القدس وراهم، لا يا حبيبي، دي تشبيهات احنا علشان نقدر نفهمها. لكن يمين الآب معناها يمين البركة، يمين القوة، يمين المجد، يمين الحياة الأبدية اللي ادها المسيح للجسد الضعيف اللي خده من بطن الست العذراء مريم. دلوقتي الجسد ده اللي قام من الموت موجود في السماء مستنينا. طب احنا دلوقتي لما نموت، لا، ما حدش فينا ياخد الجسد دلوقتي، لا، اللي بيموت فينا دلوقتي مش بياخد الجسد ده، اللي ما يموت فينا دلوقتي جسده بيدفن في الأرض، لكن روحه في الفردوس، الروح بس، حتى روح الست العذراء في الفردوس. العذراء ما دخلتش الملكوت لسه، هتدخل مع مجيء المسيح الثاني لما كل الأرواح اللي في الفردوس تلبس الأجساد، ويعطينا الرب زي ما قال في تسالونيك الثانية أصح 3، هيجي المسيح على السحاب اللي في الفردوس، هياخدوا الأرواح مع الأجساد، واللي عايشين على الأرض تتغير، نتغير في لحظة في طرفة عين، جسدنا ده ياخد طبيعة تانية تماما، طبيعة زي ما قلت لكم تتفق مع احتياجاتنا في السماء. احتياجاتنا في السماء ايه؟ تسبيح وتهليل ومجد أبدي، وتمتع بالمجد بملكوت السماوات الذي أعده الله لأولاده من قبل تأسيس العالم. ده معنى الصعود. فالصعود الحقيقة زي ما قالوا عنه القديس إغريغوريوس: وعند صعودك إلى السماوات جسديا، لأن أنت في السماء. من هو الذي صعد إلى السماء إلا الذي نزل من السماء؟ ابن الإنسان الذي هو ابن الله الذي هو في السماء. عشان كده أحبائي، صعود المسيح الأيام دي مجد عظيم لينا، بيقول إن الجسد بتاعنا ده في يوم من الأيام حيبقى في السماء حقيقة، في يوم من الأيام حيتمتع بملكوت السماوات فعلا، في يوم من الأيام حيعيش جسد لا يموت ولا يمرض ولا يتزوج ولا أي حاجة. حاول بكل قوة من فضلك إنك تحافظ على هذا الجسد نقي طاهر مقدس بسيط، يعمل الخير، يسعى إنه زي ما المسيح اتقال عنه كان يشفي، لا يصيح ولا يقاسم ولا يسمع أحد في الشوارع صوته، كان يسعى لخلاص كل إنسان، يشفي كل المتسلط عليهم إبليس. النهاردة المسيح لما طلع السماء بعت الروح القدس، والروح القدس ادانا طبيعة جديدة في المعمودية تقدر تورث السماء، طبيعة جديدة. الروح القدس تثبت فينا وبقيت أنت ثابت بستة وتلاتين رشم في جسمك من رأسك لرجليك، وبقيت تسعى ليس حسب الجسد لكي نموت بل بحسب الروح، بالروح نميت أعمال الجسد لكي نحيا حياة أبدية. صعود المسيح للسماء بيقول جسمك رايح السماء في يوم من الأيام، جسمك هياخد مجد أبدي، هياخد ملكوت أبدي. محتاجيني أحبائي؟ طبعا عايز أختم بإن نقطة مهمة، عشان ربنا ما يسيبناش بدون قوة، بدون قوة بيدينا جسد ودمه على المسبح. كل مرة تأكلون من هذا الخبز تشربون من هذه الكأس تبشرون بموتي وتعترفون بقيامتي وتذكرونني إلى أن أجي. نقول أيوة خدنا قوة القيامة يبقى جاي، نقدر ندوس على الخطية، على رأي الترتيلة اللي بتقول دايس على عسلك يا عالم، هدوس على عسلك حتى لو الخطية دي زي العسل هدوس عليها عشان جسمي ده يفضل ناقي طاهر مقدس. تقدر يا رب لما تيجي وتغير طبيعتي لطبيعة أبدية تعيش معاك، يبقى الأمر سهل علينا. لكن اللي عايش حسب الجسد وحيموت يا خسارة، هيجي ياخد الجسد الممجد مش هيلاقي. عشان كده احنا محتاجين احبائي ان احنا نطيع عمل الروح القدس، نسترشد بالروح القدس، نعيش كما يقول لنا الروح الله القدوس، نتشفع. لان الروح القدس يقول عنه بولس الرسول في رومية 8: لأننا لسنا نعلم ما نصلي لأجله كما ينبغي، بل الروح يشفع فينا بتنهدات لا ينطق بها. ربنا يدينا كل نعمة وكل بركة، ونعيش مع التلاميذ اللي كانوا مجتمعين في العلية الأيام دي في صلاة، مش عشان يجلنا الروح القدس، من الروح القدس جلنا، لكن عشان يعمل فينا الروح القدس. محتاجين الأيام دي إن الروح القدس يعمل فينا. يا مسيحيين، يا مسيحيين، احنا بيجدف علينا من اجل الاسم، على بيجدف على الاسم الحسن بسببنا، عشان الروح القدس مش شغال فينا كما ينبغي. لازم يشتغل فينا الروح القدس عشان الناس اللي بره يروا اعمالنا الصالحه ولا يجدفوا على الهنا ومخلصنا يسوع المسيح الذي له المجد الدائم الى الابد. امين.